back on the Be About It show. And my family, if you are tuning in, we have got Brown Wave that's kicking off next month, fam. We got Wills, we got the brother Wayne that's in the studio right now, and we're going to be talking about all the artists, what's coming through at Stampede Bar Papakura this coming year, 2026 to 25th of October, and it's going to be a whole damn vibe. My brothers, how are we feeling today? Oh my gosh, thanks for coming extra early. This is our vibe. It's 12:05, fam, and the brothers are here to talk about Brown Wave. Please, let us know, introduce your beautiful selves to the community, but also here at Planet FM.
Kia rana, everyone. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Wills, and I currently run Dub Entertainment, and very excited to be a part of this movement with my uso here from JMB, and just super excited to be here to tell you more about it.
Yo, and our brother on the left.
So, hello everyone, name's Wayne Brown. I run JMB Entertainment, newly established a few months ago. Big shout out to Tina, the sis, for having us on. Appreciate you. And the rest of the team at Be About It show. Thanks for having us on, team.
Love it, love it. First of all, how did Brown Wave come to light? Like, were you guys at McDonald's or you guys were just out and about? Like, how did this idea come to light? Especially for the fam here, we all know South Okalani. Everyone likes to have a good time and also pop off. But how did that idea come to light?
Fortunately, we work together, and outside of work, we kind of do our own little entertainment sort of stuff. So that's where the idea kind of originated from. We just got talking at work, and then we thought, oh, why not? Why not put something together for our people? Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, the brothers, my brother here is Cook Island. Obviously, myself, Samoan. We share the same experience and love for music, and what better way to bring it than, collide it together and, give the people a good night.
Bring the vibes to South Okalani. That's what it's about. I looked at the lineup and I was like, how did you get everyone in that one space? Because time schedules, vibes, these are just like the best of the best when we talk about Brown, Pride, but also music. And, how did you guys bring everyone together to really bring out all the vibes for our Pacific community?
Yeah, I guess with everyone's busy schedules, we had to try and find a way to work with everyone to try and collaborate. And with our lineup now, we're just super, super excited to have them, be a part of Brown Wave. And also just can't wait for everyone else to experience an awesome night.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wayne, how was it like bringing the fam together? Because sometimes it's quite hard to work with everyone's schedule, especially as artists.
Oh, it wasn't easy, especially for our international artists. But doors open and, you meet people along the way. And then, these doors open and we're fortunate enough to bring them in, and bless to the others that have helped in.
I love it, I love it, I love it. And I can see here, with the music, what's going to be happening on the night? Because, like, a lot of people want to know, what is the vibe all about? That every time you see a poster, you're like, yes, but what are they going to be seeing on the night?
Well, it's a collaboration of Cook Island and Samoan artists. And we've got a lot of heavy hitters.
Yes.
So, that's already saying enough. But those that are unaware of these artists, you need to be there to know. Mm-hmm. And you got to feel the vibes, because we're bringing the vibes there. Brown Wave is a whole new platform.
Yeah.
And we're going to take it to a new level now.
Love it.
Yeah.
I guess you're just going to have to see when you come in. But my brother over here will be doing it around the world. It'll be a Samoan
around the world.
We'll see who can last the longest.
Love it. Hey, I have to say as well, with so many collaborations and like entertainment platforms that have come through, like, yous are no strangers to the scene. What's so refreshing about Brown Wave? Because we see so much popping off. We got events happening throughout the summer, all the way Jan, February, March is always a vibe. But what's so unique about this like concert that's going to be like popping? Yes, it's for the cookies, the Samoans, but I feel like it's a different twist to a lot of the things that we always see throughout the summer.
Yeah, I guess we just wanted to create a different atmosphere for our people, even though it may look the same as others, but just the vibe around it is, you know, just building that hype and giving more for our people. And, you know, the experience when they walk away, we want them to fiend for more. Yeah, so that's the whole experience and vibe that we're trying to create here, something a bit more elevating for our people, and not just the usual way, not just the norms.
Come through for whatever.
Come through and support our artists.
Love it. And Wayne?
I guess it's, I mean, starting nothing from something. I mean, me and those,
facts.
So, you know. I think supporting any Pacific-owned or Pacific-run business, especially within the, you know, event entertainment space, we'll offer it. And, I mean, yeah, that's what Mendoza was about. And hopefully we can give something to our, give back to our people and, you know.
That's right. Like, especially with the artists, I was excited when I saw the lineup because it's our local artists, but it's artists that have really given, you know, years of time in the entertainment scene. And it's not just singers as well. We've got a little bit of dance groups that are going to be coming through and bringing the vibes. I wanted to ask, tickets, fam. So where can everyone get their tickets from, but also where can you, you know, get your dubs from just to kind of get the vibes, wanting to know more information about Brown Wave?
All our tickets are on all our platforms, so you'll find us, me and also Dub Entertainment and GMB Entertainment on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all our bio, the links in our bio, and you just slide on through and click on that link. All the details are there. From our early bird tickets are out now. We're already halfway through our early bird tickets. Once they sell out, then we'll eventually start on our general admission. We've got VIP tickets
gone?
As well.
Almost
there. Cheeks. All right.
Hopefully it's gone by after the show.
You guys, CC going to bring the Latin community? That's it.
Yes, cool.
Wills, I wanted to ask, you know, I want to get into this whole, like, you know, scene of bringing something from nothing. You know, you both have probably been a part of groups, entertainment scenes, concerts, festivals, and, you know, you start off, get excited, you pop off, and then it's keeping that energy and flow to keep consistent. What is it about, like, not just Brown Wave, but, you know, two brothers that have been in the industry to keep, like, this, you know, close-knit platform to keep going, keep elevating, keep growing?
I think it's, for me, it's the passion for music, and not only for music, but to support our artists who's actually contributed, you know, over the years. And I've worked with many artists, and I see the work that they've put in. And I just feel that this platform could help them grow more, get more exposure, and also I enjoy it. I enjoy it very much trying to help our artists, trying to put something on for them. And, it's just awesome just to create a platform for all our people to come together and experience.
Love it. Wayne, what's been your scene, brother? Because, you know, we see the outskirts of what's happening. Well, behind the scenes, there's a lot of mahi that goes to producing all of this stuff and bringing artists together. And what's been your flow with bringing something like this to, you know, not just Auckland, but to Aotearoa?
Oh, man. Born and raised in Mangere, reside in Rewa. Season 5. Shout out to Rewa. I think the whole idea was, me and those had that discussion, was to bring it back to home. You know, he's from Mangere, I'm from Rewa. I think it's bringing something back to our community, and that's always been the goal for us. Essentially, the goal for myself and JMB, I want to host and cater to, you know, have a multicultural event.
Vibe!
Be open to the wider range of stuff, and that's the goal. I think the drive behind us is our people.
Yeah.
It's always going to be our people. We learn along the way. But, I guess that's it.
Love it. Fam, we still got time. I wanted to give this opportunity to you both just to really pin out, share out what your, you know, platforms are all about, just for our community that are tuning in. And blissfully, we're not just with the Pacific community. We can share this out to many others. So anyone can come through to this event. You don't need to be poly. You can be African. You can be white. You can be Latin. You can be, you know, from Greece. You can come and get your ticket. But What is it about, like, both of you? I really want to plug out what you both do for the mahi as well, and, like, the love that you both give to the community, because it's not, like, you know, you guys don't play games with the work that you do. Yeah. Hey, these guys have got jobs as well, so they're, like, coming away from their mahi, they're putting it on the table, and, like, you know, it's a lot of work. So please plug in everything that you are doing, especially for not just Brownwave, but the mahi that you guys do for the community as well.
Yeah, well, fortunate we've had a few sponsors reach out, and, you know, we're really grateful that they're able to jump on board with us and kind of guide us in the right direction to, you know, to make this bigger than it should be. But in terms of sponsorship, you know, we're still open, guys. So, you know, come through. But in terms of Dub Entertainment, I just wanted to kind of solidify something. And, you know, Mauso came along the way, and we were able to create something such as Brownwave, which is our first collaboration for us. And we're just grateful that we're able to put something up for our people. And we want to continue that, because our passion is to bring our people together, unify one another, and just experience the Pacific and, you know, just the whole league.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we should be celebrating Pacific music, bringing everyone together under one roof and experiencing, you know, an awesome night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't have topped that any better.
I'm going to take his
answer. Sponsors, come through. Sponsors, hit us up. He finished the answer for me.
We need it. But that's another thing that you've tapped into, Wills, as well, and also Wayne, like, sponsorship. You know, the mahi that goes behind trying to bring something like this, because it's not just an event. It's like a stampede. Yeah. They're well known for bringing really top artists.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot that goes behind all of that. And what do you want the community to really know more about how they can support Brownwave, not just from a concert vibe, but if you want to jump on board to, you know, just support the mahi that's going on at the back?
Well, I guess just an idea that that I had during this preparation of Brownwave, you know, opening this platform can help us in other areas to help the youth. If they have passion for music,
you know,
they have passion for music and want to pursue this, you know, we can collaborate with those sort of, how would I say, businesses that support this sort of thing. So, you know, we can collaborate and help our youth that have the passion for this thing. Yeah.
That's another one. Like, you're bringing, see, this is where I like to dig into things that need to be spoken about. Local artists, do they get a lot of support, especially for musicians, artists, when they get platforms? Because sometimes when I'm supporting people that are unknown or invisible, they're like, it's quite hard to try to get your name out there, because you've got the Spotify, the YouTube, you've got the Instagram, you can do all of that and still remain at the same spot. What's your guys' take on that, especially for supporting the local musicians, giving them a platform? You both have entertainment promotional platforms that do that. Has it been kind of, has there been like a little bit of a shift or change lately since there's like more events that have been popping off? Like Wayne, Wills, you both are doing events. Always seeing on Will's page is an event that's after an event.
Yeah.
Wayne, you're popping off with your community as well, of the events that are coming through, but you both have your knowledge around what has been happening, but I like to hear from you both. What's the shift? What's the change? Is there support? What can we do more to kind of affi and get that support going for our local artists?
I think, I mean, utilizing our local artists more, and I guess the other idea that me and Dorso had was to utilize our local artists as on top of having that shared stage with our international artists. And we're always about, you know, supporting and big on local artists. So I think, I think just getting that, providing that space for them to connect with the international artists on a deeper level, that's the goal.
Cool. Yeah. And I want to specify it, I reckon, specific to the South Auckland artists as well. What's been that dynamic, like, you know, of seeing local artists? I know there was 2-5 Day, they just finished East Day, they're 2-4 Day as well. And also, you know, there's different types of platforms that are kind of growing for the local artists.
Yeah.
My take on it is do they remain at the same spot, or do they get opportunities to kind of level up, or do they kind of get access to the same platforms that everyone else kind of access?
Yeah.
And I say that because, like, you know, I open things to chat about, I take it there. Yeah. And, like, you know, for you both to be in that industry, what's your intake on that, especially for bringing a really lit platform like this and seeing it go?
Yeah. I guess, it varies just from my experience. I guess, you know, it's very important who you surround yourself with, who you actually work with, and that will determine where things will go from there. And, you know, building those relationships with people who have the same passion as you, that helps grow the, you know, whatever the passion that we have at the time. And now it's Brownwave. But, I've seen a lot of changes over the years, but I still see the passion in the local artists. You know, the local artists are still passionate about their music. But it's just finding their platform or finding the right people to push, you know, to help push them to another level than where they are now. Yeah.
And that's what I mean about, like, that's what makes it unique about Brown Wave is, yes, you've got, like, some artists that have been popping off over the years, like, man, Truce Jerome. Like, I can say a lot of the names that are here, like, they've been in this industry for so long.
Yeah.
But, like, connecting with the people that are already in the scene, that's the vibe that's going to be coming through for Brown Wave. And I feel like if you want to come through, get your tickets right now. Like, don't wait till the last minute. And I know we're all about last minute. Like, you got to get your ticket, like, now.
Especially my
Samoans.
They're going to be probably getting a ticket a day before. But this is what I mean. Like, check out. Like, we've got a whole lineup of artists that are here. And jump on Instagram, jump on Facebook, jump on the platforms and get your tickets right now, because I feel this is going to be a vibe. And yes, if you're replying to the story, they are here, they're popping off right now. Don't wait till last minute, because even my friends are like that. They're probably going to wait till last minute and say, sis, I want to get a ticket, but you got to get your ticket now.
Afterpay available too. Afterpay, guys.
See, we didn't even have
Afterpay accounting.
Did we have Afterpay before? You can pay for your sis. I just shout out to the sis as well. You can pay for your tickets on a weekly base. Come on.
Afterpay your accommodation. Afterpay your flight. Afterpay everything. Better see you there.
The brother has nothing else to say, but fam, thank you so much for coming through. I feel like there's so much more to Brown Wave. Like, I was having a little convo with both of you. It's more than Brown Wave. Like, you guys want to, it's not just an event. That's it. Park it up. Boom. You want to keep going, keep pushing a lot of the stuff and the content that's coming through. But what else is coming through? What else you want to share and leave with our people before we wrap up for today?
I guess one thing I just want to just acknowledge, there's been a few artists that have reached out wanting to be a part of Brown Wave. And, just want to say thank you. Thank you for reaching out. We haven't solidified anything to your inquiries, but we can't promise anything, guys. But we are grateful that you're able to reach out to us and wanting to be a part of Brown Wave. So, it just shows that what we've started is showing interest out there for a lot of our local artists.
I mean, I think all thanks to the sister Tina. I mean, she reached out to us. I mean, we've started from nothing, but we're trying to make something out of nothing. Man, big thank you to you, sis, for having us. I mean, starts here. And what better place to start than Be About It Show?
Yo, that's what they're being about. And I have... Get excited, fam. I've also got love for my sister here, who's shining bright. I wish that camera... Where's my camera? You guys want to know what Brown Wave is all about? It's right here. It's for this queen. But, guys, my brothers, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm going to be popping off with the artists that's happening on here as well. So I'm going to be putting on music for you guys to just check out, listen, but also connect with some of the local artists that you can see here. Get your tickets as well. I'm going to keep sharing the link. Wills and Wayne, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you, Moses.
We're going to just, you know, keep going, flowing with this mix that we've got here as well. You all have a beautiful day and kakit.
What did I say to make your angel eyes turn my way?
I'm a fucking baller, I don't need me. talk shit to me, Nilu me, you go collect, oh. See, I'm on a me, leader, see what you, I'm a fucking baller, I don't need me. No man fit talk shit to me, Nilu me, you go collect, oh. I'm on a different skis. Singlet belt and ripped out jeans. Man, too wise, I know if he lose that cheese. Oluwa thunder my body with blessings. Oh, Benny, leave that thing. When I say kukuru, cook that thing. Who they check, I'm boy, I look that thing. Face white, yansh black, I rebuke that thing. May nobody try stress me, I know be JJC. I don't know if you get it. On the top rating, affiliate with the best team. You won't race me, we know they do the same thing. Can you no be jet ski? Some more you stay waiting, no go reason me less. Some more you go drop crapping, I do it diligently. Only me, only by me. I'm getting high till I fade out. You divide, no pure on my way out. Pull a balloon, anytime we step out. The men, them outside, we know they house. You know they look for us, we know they house. You know they see the mula, we don't spray out. Thank God, say the maga don't pay out. Oh, pay, oh, oh, oh. Till I fade out, you divide no pure on my way out. Pull up a loop anytime we step out. The men them outside, we know they house. Know they look for us, we know they house. You know they see the mula, we don't spray out. Thank God, say the maga don't pay out. Oh, pay, oh, oh, oh.
Too like talk, animals they in human form. Body man, nobody like work, but you must hustle if you want job. If no finish, they won't fight us. If them they run, then no fit catch up. I know they form say I too righteous. No come they form say you too like us. Me no get the time for the hate and the bad energy. Got my mind on my money, make it dance like broccoli. Steady green like broccoli. Steady on my grind, no one hear what they want telling me. Could deny my fantasy. The one they check if my tapping no rush. But if they rush, they rush well, well, it be much. Now got they make my tapping they rush. They kind money we touch. Yeah. If they rush, if they rush well, well, it be much. No be hype, everybody they crush. There's no darling with us. The fun papas, each kind of money we never see before. Cosello me got me feeling on the one. Aje, 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 can never take my cake away. Aje, you can count my grade. I just did my lane, got my mind on my money. Make it dance like broccoli, steady green like broccoli. Steady on my grind, no one hear what they want telling me. Could deny my fantasy. They want to check if my tap in no rush, but if they rush, if they rush, well, well, even much. Now gotta make my tap if they rush. The kind of money we touch, yeah. If they rush, well, well, even much. No be hype, everybody they crush. There's no darling with us. Cause if they rush. They rush well, well, it be much. Now gotta make my top in the rush. The kind money we touch.
Not darling. .org